Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free 855-453. That's the number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-855-450-3733. Here with you tonight, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Derek J.
And Mark is still out in his cruise vacation thing, and I guess he's coming back Wednesday or Thursday, so we'll probably be hearing from him again, maybe Thursday night, maybe Wednesday night, so time will tell. 855-453 is the number here. From what I understand, the cruise is going very well.
He's cruising along.
Yeah, he did get connected to the internet somehow. I don't know if he was connected on the islands or actually from the cruise ship. So we've exchanged a few words since then. He says it's been an absolute blast. He's been having a lot of fun with Stefan Molyneux from Free Domain Radio and Wes Bertrand from Complete Liberty, because they're all out there together,
right,
as well.
Oh, how cool.
A number of other people.
And Izzy and Jack are getting to hang out and play.
Izzy, oh, is that Stefan's
daughter?
Daughter, okay. Mm-hmm. Izzy? Daughter?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. 855-453, the number here tonight. I guess some people probably figure this is some big news. The Obama healthcare situation, the Obamacare Federal Appeals Court on Tuesday has upheld a controversial requirement for Americans to purchase health insurance, becoming the sixth appeals court to rule on challenges to President Obama's healthcare law that are likely headed to the Supreme Court next year. In a split opinion, three-judge panel for the Circuit Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia said the centerpiece of the health care law, a mandate for individuals to buy health insurance or else pay a fine, was an encroachment on individual liberty, they said.
Thank goodness.
But no more so than by requiring businesses to serve all customers regardless of race. So basically, this is the old tactic that the government uses time and time again. They'll say, well, we've been infringing on liberty in this area for a long time, you know, in area number, letter X, for a long time. And so therefore, if you want to infringe on liberty in area Y, then that's okay, because area X has been infringed upon for decades. So what's the big deal? Why are you complaining about this? So they're admitting it's an infringement upon liberty, but oh well. That's the way we do things.
It's amazing to me that we've reached the point where the government can be upfront about its tyranny, and that's okay. There's no uproar. That's just all right.
Don't you think that that's indicative of the fact that people have... It's like the Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Where people have accepted their status of, you know, slave, basically.
Well, the Stockholm Syndrome is more than that.
They love their slavery. They love the
Stockholm
God
Syndrome.
God bless America. Wave your flag.
Stockholm Syndrome is identifying with the master, is identifying with your oppressor. So Stockholm Syndrome was as a result of terrorists, basically taking hostages, and then the hostages identifying with the terrorists, feeling sorry for the terrorists, that kind of thing. That's basically what Stockholm Syndrome is.
Right. So wouldn't that be equated to a patriot, a person that calls himself a patriot? Who is a slave to the tax system. I realize that I'm being very extreme and feisty here, guys. I really do.
No, I see what you're saying, but I think
like
that
ramped up.
Just because you're a slave doesn't mean you have Stockholm Syndrome. That's all.
Correct.
I'm saying.
Okay.
So a little more here from the court. This is, the appeals court. Quote, the right to be free from federal regulation is not absolute and yields to the imperative that Congress be free to forge national solutions to national problems, no matter how local or seemingly passive their individual origins, wrote one of the judges.
Ew. It's imperative that Congress be free to write the rules for the rest of us?
Congress's freedom is paramount in comparison to you little people and your freedoms.
Yeah, it's not important that the everyday Joe is free, just that Congress is free to make laws for him.
That's what they're saying.
It
says here, while most rulings over the Affordable Care Act have split down party lines, with Republican-appointed judges generally opposing the mandate and Democrat-appointed judges favoring it, Judge Silberman was appointed by President Reagan, and it was Silberman who gave that quote earlier, and then a concurring judge was appointed by President Carter. So just showing that it's about bipartisanship. These guys are coming together on the issue of owning you. Did anybody really think there was a difference between the Republicans and Democrats?
Not me. Then again, I don't vote.
I don't know how any person can see a difference. Seriously, it's haircuts and skin color by now.
One's really an elephant and the other's an ass.
Yeah.
Bought by the American Center for Law and Justice, a Christian legal group, the case involved five plaintiffs who said they could face thousands of dollars in fines for failing to purchase health insurance. They argued that the mandate also violated their religious freedoms, which I guess the court decided to just toss out on its butt. We don't care about your religion. You'll do as we say because it's our religion, the worship of the state, that is the official religion.
So all, you know, Christians, this conservative right movement that has so much political pull, I'm outraged that they're not out saying that that is idolatry. And, you know, same with, I mean, Judeo-Christians. I don't know about all other religions and what their take is regarding the worship of false idols.
Muslims are very against that.
There you go. So at least Jews, Christians, and Muslims ought to be at this point, you know, protesting in the streets and saying, I refuse.
I do always wonder, because I share those views, Michelle, where is the outrage from the religious organizations who say, you know, I have my established God that I worship, and I don't need this whole state thing deciding how I'm going to live my life, because God tells me how to live my life. Like, wouldn't that be more popular? I would think. I think that would be a popular stance that churches, mosques, and synagogues could all take.
Well, it requires that you have that line in the sand that you've drawn, and we've talked about that so many times before, where you are willing to say no more. You know, all of us will compromise for the sake of some things. I eat in restaurants. I really don't like to cook every single day. So I'll eat in restaurants, pay the service tax or whatever for the convenience. So I'm not, you know, 100% on the side of liberty.
You can't be. Impossible to live that life.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible to not walk on a sidewalk paid by tax dollars. You can't go from point A to point B without putting gas in a gas tank. I mean, there's just no way to truly avoid all tentacles of the state in one's life.
Today. Yeah.
It'd be nice if that changed in the future.
Yeah,
sure.
Certainly. I think it could.
And if more religious people did what you're suggesting, Michelle, and actually stood up for what they believe in, then, or what they're purported to believe in, then maybe something would change. But I think that really is a good question to ask, is where are these people? Why is it that religious people who are supposedly against idols stand and worship the flag? Why is it that these people that are against idols and false religions are worshiping the state? They don't even realize what they're doing, I think, is what it is. And what happens when you point these things out to them? They would likely react with shock and
not a good patriot, not a good American.
Yeah.
Well, I know there are Christians who feel that way. I know a lot of the folks that I've associated with in churches would call themselves conservative for the reasons that they would rather follow God than follow the state. And so they have some mind to discern between who their master is. But for Jews and Muslims, I see no reason why they're not speaking out already. For Christians, I at least remember from Sunday school, there was something about render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. Is
Romans 13.
Okay, so
totally taken out of context.
So I don't know what I'm talking about, but
yeah.
is that their justification of saying, well, I do have to pay taxes, like Jesus said so?
It's a common justification, but as Michelle pointed out, that wasn't the intention of that statement, right?
Correct. And I think actually what you're probably talking about is from Matthew, and that which is New Testament, and that has to do with obeying the law of the land. That you're encouraged to obey the law of the land, in which case some would argue that that would be the Constitution in the United States case, and that that God ordains and puts into power all those who are in power. And that, too, is taken out of context as well. As far as, you know, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, you know, Jesus poked fun of the tax collectors and those who were trying to accuse him of wrongdoing. And you notice that when he extracted the coin, he did so from the mouth of a fish, demonstrating that he's God over everything, and did not ask the apostles or the disciples to give up any of their day's wages to pay the tax
collector. Well, wasn't he essentially saying, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, in that if you have something that's Caesar's, you should give it to him,
right?
Essentially what he was saying. And there was actually a book sent to me when I was in jail, The Anarcho-Teachings of Yeshua, by Daryl Perry.
Yes.
And that kind of goes through some of that, brings out the original context, and talks about it. We're coming up here with your thoughts. Welcome at 855-453. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
It's the Cosby Radio Minute, with thoughts and observations from America's favorite comedian, actor, and author, Bill Cosby.
But you see, fathers are more fun than mothers, because fathers are the only people in the house who are allowed to have gas. And they don't care either. They just sit right there. And you always know when they're finished because they say, oh, boy. My father would do it and blame it on invisible animals. You see that elephant run under there? And my brother was dumb enough to look for it. Now here comes my mother. All right, get... Oh, Lord, what? And then, yeah. So, Mom, there's an elephant under Dad's chair. Did you see it? No, but it looked Dad up about 2 feet. Do you know my father's favorite game? Come here and pull my finger.
For the latest info on how to connect with Bill Cosby, please visit BillCosby.com. Bill Cosby, America's most beloved funny man, is back with his first humor book since the best-selling Cosbyology. In I Didn't Ask to Be Born, But I'm Glad I Was, his hilarious new collection of observations, Bill Cosby brings us more of his wonderful and wacky insights into the human condition that are sure to become classics. I Didn't Ask to Be Born, But I'm Glad I Was, the newest book from the legendary Bill Cosby, is available wherever books are sold. This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Give your kids the nutrition they need to be their best. Visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. Telling your child about healthy food choices is important, but showing her what to eat goes a lot further. Have her help create the grocery list, then bring her to the store with you. Picking out healthy foods together helps kids get in the habit of thinking about what they're eating every day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll free, 855-453. That's the number, and it's brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-855-450-3733. Here with you tonight, it is Ian.
And Michelle.
And Derek J.
And don't forget, you can always join us over on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on that site for free, and they include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, they're right there for you. You can just click and download. Go all the way back to late 2006. All of it is free for you at freetalklive.com. And want to also let you know about SACL CAI. They have a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you, so their staff is respectful. They record every call and have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at the top of our banner column over at freetalklive.com. Michelle, I know you wanted to make a point about 501c3s and churches, and because the question was, well, why are religious people not standing up for what they believe in, or at least what they purport to believe in, which is the worship of idols or false prophets or, you know, yes, other gods? And, you know, in the face of the idea that the state is essentially God to people, it is another religion with bizarre rituals.
It requires reverence and obedience.
Oh, yeah. So I'd like to come back to that. Let's go to the phones and the fun first. We've got David on the line in Keene, New Hampshire, our little hometown here. David, what's on your mind tonight?
Greetings.
Hey,
I was at my local Occupy movement that just a little while ago. And
yes, so we saw you there.
Exactly. And then somebody mentioned bringing up the flag, and I heard y'all mention the flag. I just popped in and I heard it on the radio, you know, actually on the internet. But and I was like, I was ready to jump right on it and say, yeah, the flag, let's do that.
I think you did.
Yeah, because when I think of the flag, I think of people sticking it in my face and saying, I'm moral, I'm righteous, I'm on the side of all that's good, and you're not, because you're not holding up this flag. And so that's what made me get behind it. You know what I mean?
So wait, you're behind using the flag, or behind...
Well, that's what made me say that we're moral, we're righteous, we're on the side of good things. So, sort of, yeah.
I guess I see where you're coming from.
And plus, I don't like the separation. When somebody sticks up a flag in my face, they're dividing. You know what I mean? And I feel like
if I put the
flag, then I'll say, no, we're all. You know what I mean?
Well, let me see if I'm understanding you. You're saying that you want to adopt the flag as part of your protest movement because you feel like other people have been using it. And so, therefore, you want to co-opt it, sort of? I guess I'm confused.
To an extent, I want to co-opt. It's more like I want to say, you're not, well, it's more like they'd use it as a symbol of righteousness and morality.
Don't you feel like it's pandering to use the flag?
And power. And they're saying, we have the power and you don't. You know what I mean?
So why would you want to take up that particular symbol? I mean, isn't the flag essentially the icon of state symbolism? I mean, isn't it this symbolizes the idea of the federal government? I mean, you've got the 50 states, they're all together, and it's the feds that have done that. So, I mean, isn't it essentially a federal icon that you really can't co-opt?
Well, like the idea of unity, though. It does make me... To an extent, I think unity is important.
What about having...
I love flags, too. Would you consider flying a different flag, perhaps?
Absolutely.
One of your own creation?
Absolutely.
Let your freak flag fly, baby!
Well, I would love to see people creating their own flags and using symbols that are important to them to reflect messages that they think are important.
Mine would have daisies and rainbows and pretty butterflies and things like that.
Yep. Perhaps a voluntary handshake.
See, the thing with using symbols like the American flag is that people have different interpretations of what that means, right? So if you see somebody waving a flag on the side of the road, it doesn't really communicate anything. There's nothing specific that means to different people, because different people can look at that and say, yo, that guy loves America. Or somebody could look at that and be offended by it, or depending on the context in which, you know, maybe there's other signs around. So it just, for me, the flag is, I wouldn't say it's offensive, but the idea that it represents is an offensive one to me, at least my interpretation of what the flag is. And my interpretation today of what the flag is different than what it would have been 15 years ago.
What about people holding the flag upside down to signal, you know, this
help.
Country is in distress or they need help or, you know, something like that? Would
There's
be a
that
good
too.
Message. Would you do that, David? Maybe to counteract what the flag holders are doing?
Hold the flag upside down or something like that? I'm not
yes.
sure. I'm not really sure. I liked your idea. I don't know. Maybe.
That could also offend people, though. I mean, I guess the question is, are you willing to offend someone? Because in that case, you're not pandering. Then you really are making a statement with the flag if you're holding it upside down. Because I think enough people know enough about the flag to realize what that means. And even if they don't know exactly what it means, the whole this, you know, we're in distress message, even if they don't realize it, they certainly realize that it's being held upside down and will take offense just to the fact that it's not being displayed in its proper manner.
I think it'll be fun to jolt people out of that sort of religious hypnotism.
And the thing about not offending people, I also was at the meeting and I heard a few people comment about not wanting to offend anyone. You know, I really like proper etiquette, and, you know, that's what endeared me so much to Derek initially, was that, you know, he'd light me cigarettes. He's a pretty lady, never lights her own. He doesn't light them anymore, but anyway.
Oh, that's not true.
We're past that, I guess, now that he's smoking A-cigs, whatever. So,
well,
yes.
I don't always have a lighter on me, thanks to the E-cig.
In any case, you know, one thing about offending people is you do not have a guaranteed right to not be offended in this life.
Well, amen. I think what you're referring to is this Occupy Keene meeting that happened tonight, the General Assembly, as it's called. And I've been to a number of these. Was it your first time there, Michelle?
Yes.
Okay, I've been to a number of these. And usually when an idea comes up that is somewhat controversial, like, so for instance, one of the ideas that I threw out there was that on Veterans Day we could occupy the front of the recruiting center.
I think that's great.
And some
I'm
people
with
thought,
that 100%.
Yeah, well, some people were a little iffy about that in the same way they were iffy about the idea of occupying city council meeting, because I think that folks that are coming up with this, well, I don't want to offend people mentality, I think they just don't know what they're doing. I mean, I just, the best to them for coming out, I think it's great that they're coming out and showing interest, but I think that somebody that says, well, we need to be careful not to offend people, has never done any kind of protest or demonstration or occupation or anything like that before, and they don't realize that any time you do anything that's a threat to the status quo, any kind of message that you're putting out there that causes people to question themselves or, you know, could polarize people, it's inevitable that you're going to offend someone. There's no way you can stand on the side of the road unless your sign is blank. You know, there's no way that you're going to not offend someone.
I'm offended by the flag.
Exactly. More coming up here. David, thanks, by the way, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Yep. 855-450-FREE. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts. Bring up whatever's on your mind. And we'll come back around to this religious discussion here in a moment about the 501c3, because I think that's an interesting aspect as to why churches and people who go to them are so obedient to the state these days. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com. .com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com?
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com?
Yes, it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com, or call 877-327-0365.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. All you have to do is dial in. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-855-450-3733. Tonight with you in the studio, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Derek J.
You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there for free. We've got a bulletin board system, and it's been retooled within the last few weeks to give moderators more ability to moderate. It is no longer a virtually unmoderated forum. It is now a little bit more of a controlled place, and you actually get to control your own threads now. So anytime you post a thread at the Free Talk Live BBS, if somebody posts something that you find is inappropriate as a response to your thread, which used to be a big problem, people would come in and start trolling other people's threads, and it just got really bad. So you now can just arbitrarily delete anything that anyone posts on your thread. So it'll make things a little bit, people have to be a little more careful about what they post if they don't want someone to just up and delete it. So you can go and experience a new Free Talk Live BBS over at bbs.freetalklive.com. Like everything else on our website, you'll find that it is free. Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies, that's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. That's freedomsphoenix.com. As we go to the phones and the fun, Daniel's listening in Washington. Daniel, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I hear you guys occasionally talking about credit unions, and I heard, I think it was Julia, or let's see, Michelle or Stephanie and Julia or something the other night, just briefly mention it, and I always hear you kind of mention it and then never say anything more about it. And everyone always says on the show, oh, I don't really know much about it, but I'd like to kind of shill for credit unions for a moment if I could.
Sure.
Because I think they're really a fantastic way of doing banking. And
so why don't you define what a credit union is?
Well, a credit union is a bank, but instead of being owned by shareholders, it's owned by the people who deposit into it.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, the 3 or 4% or however much the bank would normally deliver in profit to the shareholders, that can go to the people who own credit union who are members. So rather than having having to extract the fees and the overdraft charges and all that kind of stuff for members to deliver it to the shareholders. They're just delivering it back to you, so they don't even have to charge that kind of fee or, you know, any exorbitant rates or anything like that. So the benefits of credit unions, because of this system, they tend to have better rates and lower fees. For instance, my local credit union offers a 6% interest rate on checking and savings accounts up to $500. And my wife and I both have checking and savings accounts there. So that's 6% on $2,000. You know, the first $2,000 we have in the account.
Mm-hmm.
And then they offer things with my local credit union, like free overdraft protection, you know, all kinds of no ATM charges, that kind of thing. And one of the concerns people often have is that there's not very many branches or it's a small credit union. But
yeah, that was going to be my question, is how do you handle that when you're leaving town and you don't have any?
The way it works, I'm not sure if this is for every credit union, but any credit union around here, they all have kind of a contract or some kind of agreement with each other where they let everyone use everyone else's ATMs for free, as long as they have an account with one of the local credit unions. And you can also transfer money. For instance, I had a car loan with one credit union, and I had my checking and savings accounts with another, and I could transfer money, you know, to the other credit union just as easily as transferring money to a different account. You know, does that make sense?
So just like with a bank. So, Daniel, if credit unions have better rates and services, why do you think more people aren't using credit unions today?
Well, considering they offer just about everything a bank offers without trying to skim you off, you know, a few percentage points of money for the shareholders, it's just a better deal.
Well, that didn't answer the question, though.
I used to belong to a credit union when I was in high school, and the reason why I ended up joining my first bank, which was actually Bank of Hawaii, was because I had no way to get any money. I left California, and I went over to Hawaii, and I had no way. That was before, like,
but that was before ATMs.
Exactly. So I don't really know how that would work out now.
That problem's largely been solved. And I'm not sure if it goes for every credit union nationwide.
But the question Derek asked was that you didn't really answer was why, if a credit union is such a great deal, why are people still using the, you know, the big banks? Is it just ignorance?
Well, two things. I thought about this question for a long time, and then a guy at work who's considered kind of, you know, the village idiot at work, you know, sort of not very smart with his money kind of thing. He mentioned he uses Bank of America, and I thought, okay, that's who's using it. The other reason is, like, you guys have been kind of, every time credit unions come up, everyone says, I don't really know much about that. Must be kind of cool, but I don't know anything about it. And I think that's the main reason is people
don't recall ever saying,
I don't recall ever saying that
because Marcus has an account at a credit union, and he's talked very good about credit unions, and I've explained in the past the basic idea of what they are, that they are owned by the members. So I don't recall saying that, and if you know, if we've miscommunicated in that way in the past, then I apologize. But I don't recall
that. Last week, I think it was you had said credit unions are kind of like a co-op or something like that.
They kind of are like a co-op.
Yeah, and I just got the impression that maybe you didn't know or quite familiar, or you had maybe heard that or something. It just seemed you weren't exactly familiar.
I don't use the credit union now, or like I still have my Bank of America account because I got it before 9/11, and it's not attached to my Social Security number, and there isn't anyone in this country that can get that today.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good reason.
Yeah, and so, I mean, so what I do is I, you know, have money go into that, and then as soon as it does, I withdraw it. So I don't get any interest, I'm not charged any fees, other than to make the initial deposit or wire transfer into the account, which, fine, I'll pay their $12 for that convenience or whatever, and then I just simply withdraw it so that they don't have access, use of my money.
Daniel, what are your credit union's hours like? Are they convenient at all?
Yeah, sort of regular banking hours plus 4 or 5 hours on Saturdays kind of thing.
Okay, so they do open on the weekends. That's good to know.
Well, Daniel, I'm glad you brought up the idea of credit unions because instead of money sitting under mattresses, which is what I think a lot of people who become disillusioned with banks do, they just come to be a cash and carry type of person. Mm-hmm. Instead, that money can be lent out to the community in which one lives.
Right.
another one of the huge benefits of putting money in a credit union. Yeah.
And I always kind of like seeing the ways that people organize themselves, you know, apart from government. And I think credit union is a good example of a way a group of people can organize themselves for mutual benefit in a voluntary fashion.
So do you go to board, like shareholders meetings with the, because you said that essentially each account holder owns the bank. So do they have like meetings that you attend?
Well, they have them, and they send me out a ballot, you know, every year or every quarter or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I don't really care to vote in the, I don't really care who's the CEO.
So you're satisfied with how it's being run, and you just rather just not participate.
Right.
I see. Do you get different votes based on how much money you have in the credit union?
I don't know how the voting works. That seems like it would be the way to do it if I was to start a credit union, but I have no idea how the voting works.
Right, because I mean, should the person with $100,000 get the same vote as the, you know, the homeless
guy
with $5?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
Do you even know what's voted on?
Positions, and I don't know. I don't really care.
Very good. Hey, you're a satisfied customer. Thanks for the call, Daniel. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. It actually was mentioned at the General Assembly today for Occupy Keene. I think Ethan Levita, one of the Liberty activists who kind of floats around, does hitchhiking around the country, he's been to a bunch of the different Occupy movements. And over the last few weeks, there's been a push for people to close their Bank of America accounts.
Right.
And open
on Guy Fawkes Day, that was supposedly 1 million people did that.
Well, it was the culmination on Guy Fawkes Day. Okay. And he said it was 50,000 people on Guy Fawkes Day did it. And then there have been about 1 million people that have, over the last few weeks, closed their bank accounts and opened a credit union account as a result of, you know, and I think Bank of America was really targeted, but I think it kind of applied to all the big behemoth banks. 855-450-FREE is the number here. I use a big bank, but it's not as big as Bank of America, and they didn't take any bailout money that I'm aware of. More coming up here. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Bring up what you want.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The reason we call it Free Talk Live is because you are free to call in and talk about anything you want. And we do it live 7 nights a week, so you can join us any old time you want. 7 to 10 Eastern, Monday through Sunday at freetalklive.com. And perhaps on your local radio station, if we are on your local station, you should give them a call and tell them thanks for airing Free Talk Live and maybe ask them for a little bit more, because not every one of our stations carries the show every single night, and so there's always a potential for more Free Talk Live. And if your local station, your favorite local talk station, doesn't carry Free Talk Live, give them a call and ask them real nice like to add some Free Talk Live to their lineup. They might just listen to you. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, that is the number that allows you to take control of the airwaves. We'll come back here in a little bit to a discussion about churches and the church of the state and how they all interact with one another in a very obedient manner in most cases. But first, we continue with you and your thoughts. We've got Brian on the line in New Hampshire, actually, I think, calling from our very own Keene. Hello, Brian. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Lines.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Brian.
Hello.
There was the comment of why aren't Jews, standing up in the streets essentially against the idolatry of the state. And it's really an unfortunate thing, because actually the Hebrew scriptures and a lot of Jewish folklore and history is very anti-state in and of itself. But the bottom line is that you have the Talmud, which is...
the Talmud, I mean, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is really, really important in Judaism. I'm a Jew. I don't practice Judaism, but anyway, I know a bit about it. And really, the only rules they have are that as long as you're allowed to wear, you have what's called a tefillin and a tzitzit, and as long as you can wear those, and essentially whoever's in power says that that's okay, they don't care. And it's unfortunate. Or, I mean, of course, if they told you to, that something was actually God, like if they came out and said, well, the American flag is God, then, of course, the Jews would be upset.
So I see. So as long as they don't say it's God, but as long as it's treated as though it's God, it's all right. Just, speak no evil, but the rest of it's fine.
Right, right. I mean, you take a case of Soviet Russia, where you say, well, how did obviously Christians kind of took a pacifist role over there with the Orthodox Church over there. As far as Jews, though, the Jews didn't mind, because Soviet Russia gave them their own little country. It was the Zion Oblate, and equally they said, yeah, we don't care if you wear your tzitzit and your tefillin, all that's fine. So again, you know, it didn't bother. And Russia was a far more extreme case at that time, you know, where the state was God. I mean, they were actually trying to kind of push that. Mm-hmm. And so, but again, it is unfortunate because you have, especially in Hebrew scripture, a lot of people know in the book of Samuel, where, you know, Israel's crying out, they want a king, and the prophet Samuel is telling them, hey, this is a bad idea. You guys don't know what you're getting into, you know, because
before
that it was a very...
For two reasons, that he was very specific. He said that the government will take your sons and put them in foreign lands to commit war, and the government will tax you.
Right.
God warned warned the Jews against those two specific things.
Yeah, and because before then they had the judges system, which was a very decentralized government. Which, not to say that it was a great thing, but it was obviously better than a kingship. And you also have the story of Nimrod, which is from Genesis, but there's a very popular Jewish historian who the Christians also like to quote a lot, too, because he actually talks about Jesus in his own time. His name is Josephus, and he talked about Nimrod saying that Nimrod knew that he had to get people to depend upon him so that they wouldn't look to God. And so, again, you know, there is this wonderful history of saying, you know, guess what? Governments replace God, and that's what they do. You know, and obviously they knew that for thousands of years, and yet they don't see it because, again, you get the Talmud and you get this interpretation that, well, as long as we can, you know, wear our, you know, our tzitzit and tefillin, you know, it's okay. We can move on. And it's really a shame. So
Brian, do you think, I mean, I hear you on the Talmud's specificity about the clothing being the most important thing and not calling other things God. But do you think perhaps World War II would have turned out differently had the Jews relinquished relations with the government and claimed secession? You know, had they taken a different stance on the government before World War II happened, do you think it would have turned out better for them?
Yeah, I think it could. I mean, you know, it wasn't until really it was too late, because the same thing happened in World War II, where finally, you know, Hitler said, okay, you guys can't wear your tefillin and your tzitzit and all that. And maybe, I mean, it's amazing that it's just that simple. But maybe if it had happened earlier, you know, they could have done something about it. But you also have the problem of where this, you know, there in Judaism, in the Talmud, you know, there is a push for socialization, for socialism. There, unfortunately, there really is. So a lot of the words, you know, of a National Socialist Party, you know, might go in line with what they were thinking. And that's an unfortunate thing. You know, again, very
important. Yeah, because I like where you're coming from, Derek, and this has been one of the questions that has been asked before, because I come out against violence as a solution to achieving liberty in our lifetime. I don't think it's going to lead to that. I think that if you want peace, you have to have peace as your means. It is the way. The peace is the way. So I think that, you know, some people will bring up the question of, well, if the Jews had just met the SS at their doors with bats and clubs and, you know, guns, then things would have been different. And I think it's a false choice. I think the choice that's presented is, well, you either do as you're told and get on the train cars and go and move into the ghetto. You know, you register yourself, you wear the yellow star, you do what you're told, or you fight. And I think that that's the false choice that's presented to people. And I think there's another choice in there that no one talks about, and that is not doing as you're told. That is not reporting when told to report. That is not paying the taxes you're told to pay, that is not going to the ghetto, that is not wearing the star, that is not registering. And had people done those things back then, and maybe some people did, but had it been on a larger scale, you know, coming from a solidarity standpoint of, this is our religion, and no, we're not going to do what you say, and no, we don't worship the state, and, you know, screw you, we're going to live like free people, had people done that, I think that really could have changed things. I'm not saying it would have stopped people from being slaughtered or being rounded up at gunpoint or anything like that, but most of the people, as I understood it back then, were very obedient, and they did as they were told, and then before you knew it, like you said, Brian, it was too late to do anything else.
And Brian,
go ahead.
No, I'd like to hear Brian.
Right.
Okay. You're right. I mean, and that just kind of, and really, you know, Nazi Germany with the Jews just proves the fallacy of democracy, that it's 51% of the population telling the other 49% what they can do, you know, which is a joke. But, I mean, the other problem, too, equally, is that the Talmud also pushes, and I know this is in the New Testament, in the book of James as well, this is discussed, and I'd be interested to hear if Michelle has has a comment on that, in that God chooses the leaders, and that's a very tough thing to swallow, because that would infer that Hitler was chosen by God. And that's one of the things that I struggled with, you know, when I actually did kind of follow Judaism. So you have that too, where okay, well, they're here because of God, so we got to kind of run with this. I mean, and equally, just one more point of why the Jews are often kind of reticent to jump into rebellion is the Bar Kokhba revolt against in Rome. You know, this is, of course, a couple thousand years ago. Kind of gave a, what to a lot of commentators, a lot of Jewish commentators consider a nasty lesson. And so they're always kind of worried about that too. So there's so much, but it's also unfortunate because again, there's so much in Hebrew scripture, in Hebrew writings that is so anti-government, you know, and it's fantastic. I mean, obviously Abraham didn't have a government and he somehow got around just fine.
Well, Michelle, what do you think about that? The idea that God chooses the leaders? You know, was that something that would that be something your God would do, or would that be something that somehow was added by mistranslation or by the editors who had a very specific status viewpoint, perhaps? I mean, where did that come from?
Right. It's actually Romans 13, chapter 13, verse 1 that says that. And, you know, I was having a similar conversation with my son today who studies Latin, and he was pointing out to me scriptures where over time, and just in a period of 5 years back in the 1500s, words were changed because mm-hmm. it used to be everything was written in wax and in stone tablets, so they'd have very straight edge letters. So there were no U's, there were V's. And then for a while there were no S's, there were F's and things. So, you know, I honestly have not looked at that scripture. I try to interpret everything through love God with all your heart, soul, and mind. Love your neighbor as yourself.
Thanks, Brian, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, and you can take control of the airways. And I say, follow your inner light. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holster. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.